الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Islam and Faith in Focus class. My name is Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. And so let's get into the class. I won't do the usual introduction. In today's class, our topic is going to be on sins. Really, sort of a chapter two of sins, because we see more and more people are committing all types of sins every day. And for many people, it's okay, but it's not okay. You're not getting rid of, not getting away with anything at all. You can look up definition of sins on your own. Some faith may say there's seven deadly sins, and some might say 10. Whatever the number is, you look it up for yourself of what is a sin. But I'm going to talk to you from the perspective of the aspect of how Islam see sin and the various aspects of sin and sinning. And so that's what I'm going to get into. Again, this is on the tip of the iceberg. In no way does it cover all of this particular topic pertaining to sins. So let's get started. There's one, you should have your Quran with you, which is your, that is really your only text required for this class. Or just go to Quran.com. Quran.com, and you can follow along with me when I say a particular chapter and a particular verse. So we're going to go to chapter 17, verse 15. Again, chapter 17, verse 15, and where it mentions that whoever chooses to be guided, it is only for their own good. And whoever chooses to stray, it is only to their own loss. No soul burdened with sin will be burdened with another. And we would never punish a people until we have sent a messenger to warn them. And we know there's various messengers that Allah sent to mankind. And in the Quran, I believe it mentions about 25, but it's much more, but I'm not getting to that right now. That is not our class. But a messenger come to the people and warn the people and tell them when the people are astray off the righteous path, then they guide them back to the best of their ability, those who want to follow. Like, for example, Noah, for 950 years, Prophet Noah, kept telling the people over and over again to get back on the path, and they refused. And so Allah, Almighty God, instructed him to build an ark, A-R-K, and then put the various animals and human beings on there. And then he just sort of cleansed the world, if you will, and washed away all the people during that time. And so he sent the messenger to people who didn't listen. So he just really got rid of all the people and started all over again. And so we don't want to be those people, and we want to follow our prophet. The last prophet sent to mankind was Muhammad, son of Abdullah. He was sent to mankind as a warner, as a guide, as an example for all of mankind to follow. And so that's what I'm trying to do when I'm talking to you about the teachings of Islam. Is my prayer, my hope, inshallah, that you will listen to what I'm saying. All this you can look up for yourself, and find out more information about this beautiful way of life, Islam. And so also Allah says, and this was from Prophet Hud, one of the prophets, in chapter 11, verse 52, again, chapter 11, verse 52, and he said to his people, he said, "O my people, seek your Lord's forgiveness and turn to him in repentance. He will shower you with rain in abundance and add strength to your strength. So do not turn away, persisting in wickedness. So he warned the people, you know, don't do that. Seek forgiveness and seek repentance from your Lord. He will give you strength upon strength. And don't turn away from your Lord and persist in your wickedness that you are doing. I'm saying the same thing now. I'm not a prophet. I'm just saying the same thing now to the people, is that turn away from your wicked ways, the sins that you're committing. You may think, oh, I don't believe in that. I'm never going to meet my Lord. How do you know that? Why are you going to take such a chance of meeting your Lord in a state of wickedness and disobedience to Allah? And with all these sins that you have, following you, all these suitcases of sins. And so, also as mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, a slave commits a sin, and he says, O Allah, forgive me my sin. And Allah said, my slave committed a sin. Then he realized that he has a Rabb, or a Lord, who forgives the sins and punishes for the sin. He then again commits a sin and says, my Rabb, my Lord, forgive my sin. And Allah says, my slave committed a sin, then realized that he has a Rabb, or Lord, who forgives him his sin and punishes him for his sin. He again commits a sin and says, my Lord, my Rabb, forgive me my sin. And Allah said, my slave has committed a sin, then realized that he has a Rabb, a Lord, who forgives the sin or takes him to account for the sin. I have granted forgiveness to my slave. Let him go and whatever he likes, or do whatever he likes. I mentioned this before, and this is like a second version of this. I'm going to add a little bit more, because people have not really got away from sinning and committing evil. They continue to do so as if they're never going to meet their Lord. And so I want to say this to you all as a reminder. This is to my previous episodes, as a reminder that you one day you're going to face your Lord. And guess what's going to happen on that day? And so it is said, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, a believer will be brought close to his Rabb, or his Lord, on the day of resurrection. And enveloping him, meaning surrounding him in mercy, and Allah will make him confess his sins by saying, do you remember doing this sin and this sin? He will reply, my Rabb, my Lord, I remember. Then he will say, or his Lord will say, I covered it for you in the life of the world, and I forgive it for you today. Then he record, and then the record of his good deeds will be handed to him. So this is one of the experiences of a person, his Lord forgiving his sin. Our God, Allah, is most forgiving and most merciful. His mercies are so big. For example, he had 100 mercies. And just one mercy he gave to all of mankind for all times. From Adam until the last man, just one mercy from Allah he had granted or given to mankind. And so this is a beautiful thing. And he surrounds man. He asks, look, you know, you did this, you did that. Nothing we can say, but yeah, I did this, I did that. And so that day, Allah can say, okay, I forgive you for what you've done. But we can't take a chance, because Allah may not forgive us, and that's all in the hands of Allah, if he forgives us or not. So one of the ways in which you can get rid of your sins is this. It was narrated by Abu Huraira that Allah's messenger, may peace and blessings be upon him, used to keep silent between the opening takbir, meaning Allahu Akbar, of the prayer and recitation of Quran for a short while. While I asked him about that, and he replied, I said, Oh Allah, this is what he said, Oh Allah, keep me apart from my sins or my faults, as you had kept apart the east from the west. Oh Allah, clean me from my sins as the white garment is cleaned or cleansed from dirt. Oh Allah, wash me of my sins with water, snow, and hail. This is a beautiful supplication that Allah, that Prophet Muhammad made to Allah, where he asked him about keeping me away from my sins as far as the east is to the west, and cleanse me of my sins, and purify me from my sins, and wash me from my garment, like a garment gets washed from my sins. So this is something for us to keep in mind, that we can make the same dua, or make the same supplication to Allah and ask Allah to get rid of sins. Don't commit a sin and say, oh, all right, I committed a sin, like, so what? No, maybe you committed the sin before you came to class today. It is not too late. You're alive. You're breathing. So you have an opportunity and a chance to ask Allah for forgiveness. You could even put this particular class on pause and make supplication and make dua and ask Allah for forgiveness. And then continue with this class if you like. That's how important this is for you to do, is seeking forgiveness from your Lord. Also, it was mentioned about a righteousness and sin. Righteousness, or being the difference between the two, differentiating between the two. Righteousness is good behavior, and a sin is what fluctuates in your chest. And you would hate that the people discovered it about you. Your behavior shows righteousness. The sin that you commit, you kind of feel it, man, this is not right. And you know when you're doing a sin, you're doing something that is wrong. Oftentimes you feel, this is not right, and I should not be doing this. Walk away. If you're thinking about doing a sin after the class is over, don't do it. Don't do that sin. If you committed one already, then you ask Allah for forgiveness. It's not too late, as I mentioned to you earlier. And I want to also mention about a man who came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It's just this simple for getting rid of sins. While this particular brother, Anas ibn Malik, a son of Malik, while I was with the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, a man came and said, Oh Allah's messenger, I have committed an illegal or illegal punishment, or have committed a legally punishable sin. Please inflict the legal punishment on me. The Prophet, peace be upon him, did not ask him what he did or had done. Then the time for prayer became due, and the man offered prayer along with the Prophet, peace be upon him. And when the Prophet had finished his prayer, the man again got up and said, Oh Allah's messenger, I have committed a legally punishable sin. Please inflict the punishment on me according to Allah's laws. The Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, said, Haven't you prayed with us? He said, Yes. The Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, said, Allah has forgiven you, forgiven your sin, or said, You are legally punishable, or your legally punishable sin. So this is what was said to this man who wanted the Prophet to pray. Please punish me. Please punish me. I committed a sin. Let me get that done. Let me get it done to me now, not later. And it's a simple thing the man did. The man made the wudu. I get into later on. Ablution. and also the man made prayer. He said, hey, did you make prayer? He said, yeah, okay. Then Allah forgave you for your sin. And so just that simple to get rid of sins. And then also you ask Allah, you know, give you the strength not to do that sin again. So let me move on, my beautiful students. And that is another way of simply getting rid of a sin. It was narrated by Aisha, the Prophet's wife, may peace and blessing be upon her, that the Prophet, may peace be upon him, said, when a man is afflicted by an anxiety, pain, or sickness, then, because of that, his sins are atoned. So much so that if a thorn pricks him, or he suffers a simple or minor injury, his sins are forgiven. It's just that simple, my beautiful students. And that is, if you just prick by, for example, you have a rose, and many roses, they have thorns, and you prick by a thorn, then your sins are forgiven. It's just that simple. Or you make a prayer, your sins are forgiven. Ask Allah, oh Allah, forgive me for the sins that I committed, or the sin I committed. Then Allah may forgive you for the sin that you committed. It is that simple. Don't let Shaitan and others convince you, no, you'll forget it, you're doomed, that kind of thing. No. The one that is really doomed is Shaitan or the devil. That one, that individual is doomed. And he even asked for respite. Oh, Allah, you know, basically, I know I'm doomed. So, you know, give me respite. You know, let me lead as many people as possible to follow me and not follow you. And then those who follow Shaitan and his whispering of Shaitan, then, okay, they're going to end up where he's going to end up. They don't seek forgiveness from Allah and ask Allah to forgive them for the sins that they committed. So you have a choice. Either you can continue to do the sin, or you can ask for forgiveness from Allah. Also, it is a beautiful thing mentioned about calling people to righteousness. It was Abu Hurairah, he narrated that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, if anyone calls others to follow right guidance, his reward will be equivalent to those who follow him in righteousness, without their reward being diminished in any respect. And anyone invites others to follow error, the sin will be equivalent to that of the people who follow him in sinfulness, without their sins being diminished in any respect. I ask people to do good. They follow me and do good. We both get blessings. I encourage and instruct people to do bad, and they follow me, and then we both go for share in the punishment of the error of my ways, or the error of that particular sin. And I want to also say to you all that you may feel, man, my sins are just so great. I committed sin after sin after sin. No way. If Allah is going to forgive me for the sins that I committed, all the sins I committed. No, you're wrong. According to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, if you were to commit sins until sins reach the heavens, then you were to repent. Your repentance will be accepted. No matter how high your sins are, how bountiful your sins are, how much your sins are, if they're as big as a mountain, or they reach the sky, you seek repentance from Allah, and Allah may forgive you for the sins that you committed. So never fear and never worry, because Allah is in charge, and the ones that will allow you to. Allow you to be forgiven, or will forgive you, or not forgive you. That in the hands of Allah. So also for us, for the Muslim, but for everyone really, But for the Muslims in particular, because it's a class focusing on what we do as Muslims, and anyone is invited to, of course, attend this class. This class is not just for Muslims. And so it's also mentioned by one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It's reported that Messenger of Allah, saying, if anyone commits a sin and has inflicted on him the prescribed punishment for that sin, it is an atonement for him. In other words, there's certain things and what you call hudud, if you will, punishment for a prescribed punishment for a sin that a person committed. If a person fornicates, commits adultery, or steals, do those kinds of things, and then there's certain punishment that goes with that, and it acts as an atonement for what that person done. I won't get into the prescribed punishments, but if that they receive the punishment, then that's their atonement, that expiation of getting rid of their sin that they committed. Are they going to be punished now in this world, or be punished later? And so I want to remind people that, okay, you ask Allah for forgiveness, or Allah's choice to forgive you or not. Or you can go and ask for the punishment like the man did, legally punished. And the Prophet, he didn't say anything, didn't ask what he did. He just said, look, did you pray? All right, that's all right. Then Allah forgave you for what you've done. And so I'm encouraging you all to the same thing. If you receive a punishment, okay, that's punishment is your atonement. If you pray, you're being atoned. Allah forgive you for what you've done. Allah is most merciful. Allah does not want to hurt us or harm us. We hurt and harm ourselves and our own souls. Allah has had mercy upon us. Look, we have a lot of chances. I sent the Prophet to you. I gave you a certain amount of life and time. And so what do you do with the life and time? We're going to be asked about our youth and what we did with it. We're going to ask about the money and what we did with it, our health and what we did with it. We're going to be asked about these things. And if I prayfully, we have great answers, or good answers, and spending our time in the right way. And so let me move on, my beautiful students. And that is was narrated by Anas, that the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, said, every son of Adam commits sins, and the best of those who commit sins are those who repent. So be amongst the best. Okay, you're going to commit sins. You have committed sins, whatever it may be. I don't even want to know about it. We don't have confession of sins in Islam. But the thing is, you commit a sin, you ask Allah to forgive you for the sin that you committed. Allah is the only one that can forgive you for the sin that you committed. And so we go to him, we ask him to forgive us for any sin that we done. And so my beautiful students, I want to mention something else to you. And for us, for Muslims, we make what you call wudu or ablution. Wudu is W-U-U-D-U. This is the second time I talk about this topic. And a second reminder of getting out of committing sins. And then, of course, the whole thing about, okay, how do I get rid of these sins? How do I repent? And so a simple thing that Muslims do, and that is the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, when a person performs ablution or wudu, he washes his face and his sins exit through his hands. He washes his hands. And his sins exit through his hands. When he washes his face, his sins exit through his face. And when he washes his forearm and his head, his sins exit through his forearm and head. And when he washes his feet, his sins exit through his feet. So just simply just washing and preparing for wood, preparing for our prayer, you get rid of sins. Your face, your hand, your feet, your head, all these things, just wash these sins, just wash it away from the individual. And then you go and you make prayer. You're like purifying yourself. And so, my beautiful students, it is not too late. Please advise other people. They can listen to this episode or to this class and learn that, yes, you committed that sin. You committed the sin last night. You don't go out the next morning and start bragging to people about, yeah, I did it with this person or that person. I committed this sin or that sin. Okay, you don't do that. You committed the sin. Allah covered you, so you don't go out and brag to the people about the sin that you committed. And so, my beautiful students, you have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.